It's an absolute favourite segment of mine, and it's back for 2022. Our love doctor, her name is Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist at Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook and Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton. You can catch up with her yourself there. But thank you for submitting all of your questions over the summer. We've got a whole stack of them to get to today, Kim. But Sammy, what's our first one? All anonymous as well.
Hi, love doctor. Last year, I heard you talk about rosters for parenting to make sure your pun is pulling his weight. Do you have any other tips to sharing the workload from my partner's a man-child?
Oh, women everywhere are hearing you. Wow. One of my clients said to me once, before we had children, we shared everything. We both worked. We both cleaned the house. We both grocery shopped. And then she said, now we've had kids, he's cut back on the housework, grocery shopping, and generally helping out. He thinks because I've got a, you know, no job at home, paid job, that I get time to do it all. So, look, for everyone out there in this situation, my advice is organise a girls' weekend away, leave him with the kids and a to-do list. Don't let him off too easy, because if you've got the kids, you've got the to-do list. Of all the things that you need done while you're away, probably best, I would say, don't come back until Monday afternoon, because it's, you know, really, really important that he does a school run, because everybody knows how important that is. I think sometimes a reality check is what's needed for our man-child, so good luck with that one.
Oh, Kim, you're back in full force. Some great advice. Our second question is also anonymous, as they all are. It's from Let the Feelings Blossom. So it says, maths is well and truly underway, but in the first week, we saw one of the grooms tell his bride he wasn't sexually attracted to her. I would like to know, what is the science behind attraction? Can it grow over time?
Well, he's a bit of a cad, isn't he? I wouldn't want to be married to him. Look, first let me say, if you're going to marry someone, it's important that there's a spark there. And look, and remember that maths is, it's a load of pre-scripted interactions in a semi-controlled environment with lots of cameras watching. It's, you know, not reality. And that's about as polite as I'm going to be about math. However, attraction, some isn't instant. To everyone listening out there, you all know that I think Chris Hemsworth is hot to trot to look at. And that deep masculine voice, we all know that, just, you know, I love it. However, attraction can grow for things like a person's beautiful mind, a loving temperament, their playfulness. It doesn't have to be all physical, and it can grow. So the answer to that question is yes. I would, however, really like to meet Chris Hemsworth just to try and test this theory out.
True to form, Kim. Her name is Kim Kalusek. You can catch up with her at Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. She is a trained psychologist. Or submit your questions at our Instagram, at the question box there, for every Wednesday's chat, 98.1 Power FM. Thanks for joining us, Kim. Chat next week.
Thank you. Talk next week.